Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we'll talk today about the second reading that we're given by the Church for Mass today. It's from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. The gospel reading is long and beautiful. It's related to this, as the readings are often connected together. Obviously, it's Matthew 18. It's really the call to forgive and how to forgive and how to extend forgiveness. I might share a little bit about that at the end as well. I hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend, continuing to enjoy the holiday. So here's Paul. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. This passage takes me back to Matthew 22, where Jesus, is asked, what's the greatest commandment? And how to fulfill the law. And he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, this is the first and the greatest commandment. The first and the greatest. I've talked about this a few times over the last number of months in particular, because I think it's helpful for us to see, first, the calculus of heaven. What does heaven really value? What's the hierarchy of values in the kingdom of God? What is it that heaven cherishes and values and treasures? And this is number one. Jesus is saying, this is the greatest thing a human being can ever do. And this is of first importance and first significance. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbors yourself. And you think about it, being on your deathbed, we review our life, right, from that position. The decisions we made, what we valued, what we pursued, where did all our energy and our attention go? What was it all about? What were the top values we lived for? And by that time, it's pretty much done, right? The message of my life, the message of your life at that point will be in its very last moments. Jesus said at one point, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul in the process? Well, one of the ways we gain the world is to conform our lives to the world, to be seduced to the, by the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, right? The things that Scripture talks about, to be the winner in this world, to go after the gold that's in the world, to put those things first in our heart. Success, reputation, influence, power, big name, whatever. To have that first, to have anything before loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength is a tragedy. It's a tragic life. It's a terrible way to die, having done that, because you've lost. No matter how much the world, even at that moment, might be writing about you, talking about you, mourning your loss, your life could literally be a complete tragedy because you miss the point. The whole point of life, Jesus is telling us from the cross, is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew's saying, this is the first and the greatest thing. And the second commandment, he said, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's also what was being expressed from the cross. Jesus said, no greater is the love of a man than this, than he laid down his life for his friend. And Jesus is communicating to us that the energy of the kingdom, what leads to ultimately the energy of the kingdom that leads to living the life of the king, is a life that, or an orientation, a mind that is set on understanding that the kingdom lives by self-donation. It's an exchange. It's my life for yours, right? The Father loves the Son loves the Father, the Holy Spirit And out of that communion of self-donating love comes God's creation, his gift for us. And we're meant to be like that, to say throughout life, the life I want to live is to offer myself to God, to be a living sacrifice to God. I want to offer myself to my neighbor. I want to value and cherish my neighbor. I want to wash his feet like Jesus did. And I want to take up, as Paul says here, the commandments. You know what they're saying? Don't commit adultery. What does that do? It covets and it takes its neighbor's husband or wife. You shall not kill, taking someone's lifeblood literally from them. You shall not steal. You take what doesn't belong to you. You violate, you know, the law of love. You violate, you know, the laws of justice, giving one their due. You shall not covet, Paul said. So these things are in the mind of St. Paul because they were in the mind of the people of Israel, the commandments given by God. And Jesus talked about these things, and all the apostles did. And he said, these commandments can all be summed up in this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Think about what we've lived through now in the country on a broader scale through these last number of months, and it's going to probably intensify even more so as we continue to battle these things we can't control fully, and as the national elections come and things. A lot of people are going to justify behavior that in the eyes of God, if anybody's listening, is completely unjustifiable, completely, because it violates love of God and love of neighbor. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. But what is love? Love wills the good of the neighbor. How can we live this way? Paul says, hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. How does the law get fulfilled in us? Jesus came and he said he didn't remove one iota of the law, but he came to fulfill the law. He filled the law full. What's the law? It's love. It's rightly ordered love. It's love of God and love of neighbor. And the right kind of love for ourself, not inordinate self-love that insists that I'm first, my concerns first, my name first, me ahead of you, you washing my feet, not me washing your feet. That's the fallen nature. That's ego. That's pride or the covetousness that's in the human heart. I want to possess what that person has, or that person shouldn't have more than me. And, you know, it's all there, right? These drives are in us. It's part of the fallen nature. But rightly ordered love for the self is to prize oneself according to God's gaze, according to God's mind, and seeing life as a gift and myself as a gift from God, made by God, and the goodness that I have, any goodness that I have, that I see my life, myself as a gift, and the goodness is God's gift to me. It's not my gift to God, right? I mean, I give it back, but it doesn't originate in me. And my life has value because God values me. This is why I struggled a little bit with the politics and the political strategies around the Black Lives Matter issue that's still present in the culture. I mean, to say Black Lives Matter makes total sense. Of course they do. Absolutely. 100%. Right? But that's because all lives matter. We're not supposed to say that because somehow it diminishes that statement, but it doesn't really diminish it. The only reason my life matters, you know, or my Hispanic brother's life matters, or my Black friend's life matters, is because God made us, and we're made in the image and likeness of God. And we're of infinite value because the infinite one values us. And this is whether I like it or not, I'm required by Christ to look upon every human being that way, even my enemies, I'm called to love. Jesus said there's no hate in the kingdom of God in that way. You can't hate your neighbor. You can't will the demise of your neighbor. You can't act against your neighbor in those ways, but you must will the good of your neighbor. I'm not talking about feelings primarily. Feelings often follow the right decision. But this is what Paul's after here. He's saying, you know, without these kind of, understanding our capacity to love neighbors, a good indicator, or our willingness to love our neighbor, and not like hate the guy on the other side of the political aisle, or hate this person, that person, whatever. We have to somehow walk and chew gum at the same time, you know, as disciples. We have to be able to say, okay, I live in the world and I need to engage the issues of the day to the degree that I'm responsible and to live those out and to steward things God has given me. But I've got to do it in right order. I can be angry, but the scripture says, be angry, but don't sin, right? Use the energy, the anger to do justice, to do unto others what you'd have them do to you. There's just so much there that can come out of us if our loves are rightly ordered and we live under the lordship of Jesus. Now, it's really easy in these times, these trying and difficult times, to be filled with a lot of anger, a lot of fear, and act out of those disordered energies, those fallen energies, if we're not careful. And this is why, this is where the Holy Spirit is here to help us. And Jesus said he would give us the Holy Spirit who would lead us to all truth. He'd help us. And so we need to bring before him every day and be really serious about this and daily prayer. Don't give up your daily prayer, whatever you do, friends. And if you can get to a Blessed Sacrament chapel, get to one. If they have them available, you know, receive the sacraments as often as you can, but be raw honest with God all day long. Lord, help me. I can't stand this guy. This politician I just saw on TV. I hate him, you know? Or then I talk about him with other people. Or there's this person at work I can't stand where they're coming from. Or I hate that guy because he wears a MAGA hat. Or this, whatever it is. What are the things that surface what's going on in your heart? You know, what's surfacing there? What's living in you that Jesus wants to heal? Think about how Jesus walked and how Jesus related to his enemies. You know, how the apostles learned to do the same thing over time. Jesus is so serious about us. This is the thing that matters most for us. Being able to relate to God as we ought to, you know, to give to God what belongs to God, to give to Caesar what's Caesar's, but to give to God what is God's. It's a good thing to think about in these political times, this fall coming up. I'm not going to give to Caesar, to the world, and to politics and energy, what really belongs to God. My first love is God, which means then I seek, as Jesus said, without love, he said, without, how did he put it? He said, his whole food is to do the will of the Father. He lives on and he walks in the desire and the decision to walk in the commandments of the Father. That's the love language of heaven. Friends, the good thing, at least for me, what's helpful is I don't have to feel feelings. I just have to decide with the help of the Holy Spirit to do what the Lord's commanding me to do, how to speak, how to relate, you know, how to do justice, how to walk in humility and in the meekness that's in the Lord. And he'll help me do it. And if I fall, he forgives me. He 70 times, seven times a day to get up and keep coming. And this is what he wants for us. This hour of intensity, of madness and the madness of crowds, we individual believers and as parish communities in life, we need to walk in these things. Let's seek them. Let's embrace them. Let's accept the power of the Spirit in us and obey it so we can be a light in this time of darkness and difficulty. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.